Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 나는 선어해. 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선어해. 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선어해. 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선어해. 그런 선어해. 아름다워 사랑스러워 그래 너 hey, 바로 너 hey. 아름다워 사랑스러워 그래 너 hey, 그래 바로 너 hey. 지금부터 내 때까지 가볼까 오빤 강남스타일
home from work when that song came on, and I just had to play it for today's episode. Hoping all of you are doing fabulously as always.
Well, normally I don't mind you dancing around to any song,
yeah,
but that annoyed the shit out of me because I'm trying to get my coffee and you're like throwing punches.
I wasn't throwing punches, but
what were you doing?
I was dancing.
But your arms were going
and
straight
was,
out, yes?
It was riding a saddle.
Okay, but nonetheless. Right, I don't want to spill my hot coffee on myself, or you, or the cat. You know, that's all I'm saying, honey. There's nothing wrong with you ever being happy and dancing, or laughing. And I know other places that's frowned upon.
Yeah? Who frowns upon me laughing at something?
No, about anybody laughing about anything. It was a joke. It's a joke. You think that's funny?
Do I?
I don't think that's funny. People find that funny, I guess.
Yeah. Do you think that's funny? Yeah, actually I do.
I know, I said it. Do other people think it's funny?
Yes.
I don't know. I haven't asked them. I've talked to they, but not them.
Oh, that's true. Who are they?
You know what?
We talked about this before. Who is this they?
We talked about they a few times.
We did.
But them told me not to talk today.
Wait, them told you not to talk to them?
Yeah, that's what
they said. Or they told you not to talk to them?
Well, they said that them is not to be trusted. So.
I'm sure.
Who can you believe?
I would think take everything with a grain of salt.
You know, do your due diligence. And, you know.
Yeah.
Again, do your best. That's all.
I'm sure. I think that's all that's expected of you ever. Just do your best. Do the best you can. It's funny. I actually teach that on a regular basis for CPR. You do the best you can.
Yeah, that's true. Man, my shoulder's been hurting all the time.
That's something.
I don't know what's going on.
It's the leg pain helping at all.
It does for the moment, but like I got to be laying on heat, and even a hydrocodone is a short kind of fix.
Poor baby. That's something. Yeah, we need to see what's going on with the shoulder.
It has to be something with my neck, I'm pretty sure.
Probably, because the last time when you had to have your disc replaced between C5 and C6, it was your right shoulder that was bothering you.
Yeah.
And your right shoulder is bothering you again.
Right. It's just probably something.
Might be between C4 and C5.
Yeah. So. Ain't too much more left to fuse.
My poor baby.
Right?
Well, you have a lot you could fuse. But the ideal is you don't have to get anything else fused.
I know, but I'm saying there isn't much more to fuse, is there?
Well, yeah, you've got all of your midsection and you've got all of your neck. So, yeah, there's a lot you could still fuse.
Good. Now I don't feel so bad.
You shouldn't.
Not
yet. you're just fused between L4 and S1.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's enough, but...
It is. I mean, who knows? It was good that you didn't have to have between C5 and C6 fused. It was just a disc replacement.
That's true.
That's pretty cool. Again, shout out to Dr. Gagne.
Gary Gagne.
Yeah, you need, if you're having back issues, call Dr. Gary Gagne. He's excellent. Well, of course,
he's
here.
He's not going to answer the phone.
Well, no, it'll be somebody answering the phone. It'll be his office.
After he operates on you, he'll give you his direct number. But that's an earned thing.
It's true.
You never will have to use that number.
It's a good point.
Like when my pick line fell out. And that was my own fault.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
it's true.
I got scolded immediately.
You did.
But again, good reason, but.
Yeah, it's true. You did. It fell out because of you. It wasn't poorly put in, but still.
It's all. I'm still here. It's all that matters.
You are. Exactly. Like, I remember the nurse had said, like, you're very, very lucky. Your pick line coming out the way it did could have killed you. You're very lucky.
She's lucky.
Is that right? Is she lucky?
To be in the same room with me.
Is that right? Oh, man.
And I'm just another story in her arsenal to tell.
Is that right?
I had this guy come in one time.
Is that right?
The battle-tested fucking veteran.
Are you the battle-tested veteran or is she the battle-tested veteran? There you go.
Oh, she's teaching her little nursing class.
Wait, she has a little nursing class? Why? That sounds 50
years from now.
That sounds really condescending. It's a little nursing class.
Because
does that mean the nursing class is lesser than?
No. It's just she's on going to teach villagers.
Wait, villagers
where?
They
don't have electricity.
Wait, why don't the villagers have
electricity?
They're
walking around the campfire.
But why are they talking around the campfire?
Because they don't have running. You know, it's one of these places out of nowhere. She's trying to bring modern medicine to the community.
Okay. But if there's no electricity, how's there going to be modern medicine there?
She's doing the best she can. Can you leave her alone?
Again, here we go. Back to doing the best you can.
Now you ruined the story. For the tribe and for everybody.
I know. I ruined everything.
Or you know what? No. You know what? You're right. Fuck her. They can hear it from me. If they don't have electricity or internet, you know what? They can listen to the show when they do get it. So if a couple people have to die, not my problem.
Oh, wow. Wow,
that's their poem for not listening to the show.
That went dark fast.
It went dark fast.
But I'm wondering.
Because I'm starving, that's why.
Oh, there
that's
you go.
That's why I don't have my little.
You're cranky. You're cranky, that's why. Eat your apples, cranky pants.
All right, well, what do you got?
Oh, my. Well, I got this. I saw this today. Tim had this article up. Recreational marijuana, actually, possession of it has been legalized off the Deutschland in Germany. Is that it's up to adults that are 18 years old and older, up to 2 Zweisug und 5, that means 25 grams, which is almost an ounce. That's how much they can legally possess. And it's the only condition of this is that it's prohibited within 100 meters or 109 yards to the entrance of the playground or school.
Now say it in German.
Auf Deutsch. Ein bisschen. Meine Deutsch ist nicht so gut. Marijuana ist wie sagst du, illegal. Auf Deutsch. Adults, Leute, 52 und alt. Nein, nicht 52. 18 und alt. Für 20 und 5 Grams. Aber nicht, ich weiß nicht, wie sagst du, 100 auf Deutsch. Near a school.
Very good.
Not terribly good. No, it was.
Better than mine.
That's okay. That's all right. I'm hoping my German gets a little better. My German's better than it used to be, but still not great.
Well, maybe when we go back next time, it'll be much better.
Ich will sprechen besser und hoffentlich bald.
Ja.
I will speak better and hopefully soon.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Oder ja. Ja, ja, ja.
I agree. Wholeheartedly. So, let me see. I wanted to say, is it here? Yeah. Oh, I was browsing this India. I don't know how I wound up on here, but it's the Indian website, y20india.in.
Oh.
And it's just funny how, like, not funny in just how stupid Americans are, not stupid Americans are, but, you know, how much bullshit that we're just thrown at, or bullshit is thrown at us. You go to that website, y20india.in, and there's, four, five, six little tabs on the upper right. Exams, finance, travel, sports, others, and technology. So under technology, it's like you do a whole bunch of technical stuff.
Okay.
Others, there's festivals, and there's Sarkari Yojana, festivals, web series, and I like this, government schemes. And politics.
What?
I don't know government schemes with that.
I'm wondering what that means.
And it's all in Indian, so I can't. I wish they would give
in
me
Punjab.
Yeah. But, and of course, there's.
I think that's Punjab.
Yeah. There's sports and then travels, obviously. And then finance is IPO, shares, loans, and MIS, which I don't know what MIS would be. See, that's how stupid I am, and I'm pretty decent with it.
You're definitely not stupid.
Well, anyway, and exams, there's a. An admit card, notification, and answer key, result, a syllabus, government jobs, and education. It's pretty, you know, geared at, like, keeping their people smart.
Yeah.
Me, what's the first website I go to?
Pornography?
Other than that, that's the obvious guess.
Oh, yeah.
Is, you know, I don't want to say Fox News, but the New York Post.
Yeah, which is Fox News.
Again, it's just
Fox
mind-numbing.
News.
You know, like, oh, look at that. Stuck in neutral about the door opening up on a plane. Okay.
Well that's about another Boeing issue, right?
Right. And
well,
then,
again, it's a management issue.
Well, here, Jets rival, which, you know, the Ravens, my team, they have Odell Beckham Jr., and he had a great year last year, but the Jets are trying to get him. That's on the front fucking page. The other place, Indian website, it would probably be under sports. Like, okay, that's not like right on the front page.
This isn't front
you have
page
to like
news.
Dig for it, right?
Yeah.
Again, this is all just mind-numbing bullshit.
I mean, it is basically it's Fox News under a different name.
Right. Here we go. Another traveling man, travel expert who visited every U.S. state reveals favorite spots to visit and the worst place.
And that's news.
That's a fucking refurbished article because they had that same article up a few weeks ago.
Oh.
Because I'd said the same thing to myself. Who gives a shit?
Well, you know why that's front page news? Because Biden and Biden's White House are doing very, very well. And this is Fox News. They don't want to advertise that.
Well.
I mean, I know it's not officially Fox News, but New York Post is Fox News. Yeah.
It's so. It doesn't matter if it's Fox News or whatever. I don't think it's just mind numbing.
Yeah.
Stuff. I don't even want to say entertainment because it's not.
Yeah.
It's it is
trash.
News.
It's trash.
It is news as far as what's going on in the world, but it's not important. That's the thing.
There you go. So, like, again, the whole thing
difference.
About a man who's been to all 50 states, revealing his favorite food and food he liked the least, that's
and,
not news.
And where the and where the best states to visit are and what the worst are. And, again, that's in his opinion, which, again, he's probably a single dude.
He might be.
No, but I'm just saying. Here's a picture of just him.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Probably single.
Okay. So I'm not going to read the article because I will not. I refuse to read it.
Yeah. Is it out of spite?
It's out of a lot of things. Okay. Because he's probably has no, you know, gets to come and go as he pleases. Doesn't have any have wife or kid to have.
Wait. Are you jealous because he's single?
No. What I'm saying is, he has no kids, no responsibility. Like, hey,
okay.
Could you imagine having all the time in the world to go visit every state, make your little fucking notes on what food is best? Maybe you caught them on a bad day. Did you talk to any of the townspeople? Probably not, you fucking jerk off. Or you talked to one of them. How long were you there for?
Yeah, I have no idea, Panda. Not a clue.
Yeah. And I don't want to have one. But I guarantee I'm spot on with this asshole.
You are.
I guarantee you, this little excursion of his took less than 2 years.
Oh, yeah, I have no idea.
50 states?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's a picture of that with a truck and a trailer? Dude, how'd you get to Hawaii?
Yeah.
With a truck and trailer?
No.
Fuck face?
Yeah.
No.
No. Did you swim? No.
Don't fucking bullshit a bullshit. But I had this one article I want to see.
Let's hear it.
Hold on. I want to get to it. But go ahead, continue. I'll get it.
Oh, okay. Well, I got another bit of news here. This one actually that Tim had seen, and he sent it to me. There's actually been, this is a record-breaking water engine that's been created. It was engineers from ABL Race Tech and the Honda Laboratory in Hungary's it's an innovative hydrogen combustion engine. It has a novelty that makes it special because it does water injection system into the engine. And because of this, it results in resulting in air fuel ratios that are more or less fixed. Apparently that's an issue before. Because port fuel injection, or PFI, inserts traditional water, and you were wondering about this, traditional water, not any kind of special water, traditional water into the engine's air intake system, which prevents premature ignition that could damage the component and archives, stoichiometric combustion. Yeah, apparently it's a whole issue with the premature ignition that's going to damage the engine. Because of this water injection, that's not going to happen.
That's very cool.
That is mad cool. Now it's just something to see about, well, where's it going to go?
Yeah. We'll see how long it takes.
Yeah.
Do you talk to a few people? See, this is the important thing. Not this fucking jerk off about the 50 states and what his favorite fucking food was. None of it was burger and fries, I'm sure.
Oh, well, who knows? Maybe he found the best burger and
Trust
fries
me.
He ever had
Trust
somewhere.
Me, he didn't.
Oh, you tell it, baby.
Yeah. Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
You know, she became the all-star division one scoring leader with 3,900 points.
She's killing it.
3,900. That's insane.
Get it, sister.
Well, I spoke to a lot of dudes that could explain why they could outscore Caitlin Clark.
Oh, boy. Oh, let's hear it.
Well,
is one of them a guest here? Is one of them a horrible, just a detestable, misogynistic a-hole that's going
to
be walking in?
When I talk to this one cop?
Yeah.
Did I have a gun? Sam Goraski. I have a gun and Caitlin Clark does not.
Oh, I see. So you're, okay, I get it.
And
again, speaking of dicks.
There's Doug, his piano tuner. He told me, I don't know, I guess I just have the sort of healthy sense of confidence that comes from being raised by patient, loving parents.
What?
Yo, because a lot of parents that kids play sports are really abusive.
Okay. All right, I can see that.
I don't want to put words in his mouth, but.
But yeah. Maybe.
And my dentist, Randy Gilbert.
Oh, all right.
Men are always better than women in sports. I should know. I just beat my 6-year-old daughter in a game of 1-on-1 this week, so you should know. And your face.
Hashtag misogyny.
And there's Tim McDawson, a VP of sales.
Yeah.
Speaking of Caitlin, he says that she wastes time bouncing the ball against the court, presumably because her arms are too weak to just carry it around the way he would.
Oh, because, you know, basketball is not a thing.
And I'll get a little Spanish take on it. Alejandro, a sustainability consultant, lives in our building.
Yeah.
Which said that she'll be too distracted by him distinguishing her physique to focus on her shot.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I would think so.
And then there's also Greg Williams, you know, a car salesman down the street.
Oh, okay.
He said, I'm actually not usually that sure of himself, but he's 8'3", which has to count for something.
Maybe.
And Will Gaffney, a guy who owns a restaurant across the street.
Okay.
And I asked him, he said, Caitlin Clark, is that the girl who was shot in the head by the Taliban? I said, no, different one. Then the unemployed dude, Nathan Gold, said, I've only seen photos of her on my phone screen, so correct me on this if I'm wrong. Does it appear that she's 3 inches tall? I said, no, she's about 6 foot. And then there's actually Fred Lopez, he's an actuary.
Okay.
Women don't eat enough protein to hold up a basketball, which isn't pregnant. Then there's the barista. Bud.
Oh, barista.
Barista Bud. He got locked in a fusion chamber with a basketball, which gave him the incredible power to dribble his entire body and roll all over the place. Caitlin Clark has nothing compared to that.
Okay, now this sounds like it's going to be something with like a new Marvel movie, right?
And then, you know, the other guy's partner, the dentist's partner,
yeah,
there, is, quote, sheer unadulterated gall. I don't know what that means.
Hashtag misogyny, that's what right. That is.
And then Luigi Montevaldo is a venture capitalist. My muscles have caused me to pop every inflatable ball I've ever picked up. And that means I win by default. It does. No, you're not right. I read the NBA rules. That's what it says. You don't know nothing of what you're talking about. So what I'm talking about is just a statement, really.
Oh, I'm sure.
And Marco Hills is an engineer for Google over here.
Yeah.
He says he has an IQ of 148 and a PhD in aerospace engineering, and she doesn't even have her bachelor's degree. As it will. Most people know who she is and not you.
Yeah, there you go.
Just ran off in a huff.
I was going to say, yeah, I'm sure he liked that.
And there's Busby Edwards. He's an auto technician.
Yeah.
Said that he has substantially more body fat than her. It's all fat concentrated in his stomach.
So he's a fat guy.
And he will wrap that around her, suffocate her to death at the onset. Then he would spend the next hour shooting baskets next to her body. And hopefully he can score a few within those minutes and will win. That's his strategy, I guess, if it ever comes to it. And then, of course, there's, you know, since it being Sunday, I guess I'm glad I got Josh Falez's pharmacy tech.
Okay.
His opinion, he said, all things are possible through Christ who strengthens him. And apparently Caitlin, so.
Wow.
And Bruce Williams, in that same kind of light.
Yeah.
His take on it would simply be yell Kobe while shooting the ball and let his blessed angel do the rest if he was playing with him.
What?
I guess it's a strategy better than anybody's, right?
I'm still thinking Caitlin Clark's going to win this.
Andrew Dixon.
Yeah.
He's going to let her win because he said, well, 22 is ancient for a woman. And she showed decrepit, he would just let her win because he felt bad for her.
Oh. Wow.
And then Robert Cannon, orthodontist, says that women's baskets only count for 70% of the points men's baskets do. And you can tell that one.
All right, let's see this one. Fred Salazar, dental entrepreneur, says, "The same confidence that helped me develop a Wizit toothbrush. The Wizit is an overclocked 10,000 rotations per minute toothbrush that can clean your teeth in a quarter of the time needed by a standard electric toothbrush. I should mention there have been significant problems with gum bleeding and tooth enamel being torn off during most uses, but those are kinks. All I need is $1.5 million in seed funding, and you can be part of the Wizit Dental Revolution today." There you go.
I don't know what has to do with Kate and Clark, but maybe he's looking for a sponsor.
Wow. Oh, and Brent Clark, Vice President of Operations, says, "Because I'm her father and I said so."
Oh, yeah, loving dad.
Oh, man. Just wow.
That's the last one?
Oh, no, there's still some more left.
Oh.
I'm going to put the wash in the dryer.
Okay. And Aaron Landry, he said, "I could easily take a pregnant woman." She's pregnant, right? Most women are pregnant. And I said, "I don't think yet." Larry Vaughn is a veterinarian. He says his strategy would be he will get inside her mind and mess with her game by putting down her cat.
What?
Now, I don't know if he means putting down her cat, like, physically, like, making it dead, or putting it down, like, "Hey, your cat's the ugliest cat I've ever seen. Your cat has mange, and then it doesn't." You know, dyeing the cat, you know, purple. Once you drop them off, they get just regular shots. I don't know.
Maybe I'm being overly sensitive on this, but I don't like him. However you're going to put down a cat, I want to smack him. That's probably overreacting.
Might be. Now, Patrice Medley, he's an adjunct professor. I don't know where. But he has stalked and killed his own dinner and camped out at snowy mountaintops for weeks with nothing but a trowel and a blanket. So his long game is 5 weeks long and takes place somewhere on the Appalachian Trail, and he would obliterate Caitlin Clark. Again, I think, I don't know what game he has
in
his mind or version thereof, but...
You know what all this is?
Play your own game.
All of this is hashtag misogyny. That's right. Just really what this is. Every bit of it.
And there's Levi Michelson. When he shoots, he'd say, "Watch this. Shit. Watch this. So close. Watch this. Nope.
Oh.
Robbed on that one.
Oh, wow.
Watch this. Wait. That one was practice."
Wow.
And Joe Washington, a genetics counselor, he would simply distract her with a glass of wine and a chocolate bar.
Oh.
Tony White, we got the legal community chiming in. He would sue her for defamation if she makes him look like a fool on the court.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh.
Yeah, I can see that. LeBron, good to have another, another basketball player.
Well, another basketball player, another pro.
Right.
Like Caitlin Clark.
Right. He says, "Do I have to answer this? I feel like it's just going to come off making him look really bad."
Yes!
As opposed to all the other times you've opened your mouth.
Yeah. It's true. Oh, man. Oh.
And Grant Wilkinson, look at that face.
Yeah.
Has a Machiavellian scheme. He would move in to Des Moines, befriend her family doctor, discover her food allergies, and then lace her Gatorade with sesame seed oil only minutes before competing in the game.
That is terrible.
And then, of course, Lance Stevens' realtor, he'd be wearing tactical gear, and she wouldn't even see him coming. So.
Oh, okay. What, like a cloak of invisibility, like that?
Yeah. Or there's Robert Moore. He said he's been going to Planet Fitness at least 3 times a month this year, and he thinks he would have a shot.
Oh, I'm sure.
And, so Daryl Porter, his opinion, and I think this is just an opinion.
Yeah.
It's not what happened in the game.
Okay.
Okay. She'd probably break a nail and cry about it because that's what happened to him last time he tried to play basketball.
Oh, I see. Oh, he broke a nail
so
and cried about it.
So again, I think he's just bringing in things that, you know.
His own drama.
His own drama, right?
His own past.
Everyone has an opinion, but as we said, congratulations for her and her accomplishments.
Yeah.
And that was from The Onion, by the way.
Oh, man. Oh, you got to love The Onion.
Gotta love The Onion. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Man, that fucking.
So funny.
Man, Onion is the best ever. From day one.
It's true.
Ever since, like, I remember The Onion being out when the internet, like, was so slow, it was dial-up. It's been not that long.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know The Onion's been around for that long.
Yeah, and then I remember they had, you know, paper newspapers, like the AM New York is here.
They did?
Yeah.
Really?
They were giving them away in mailboxes, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Back in the heyday, like, during Clinton administration.
Okay, so we're talking mid-90s.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it was.
But that's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
As soon as I saw that, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm all over that.
Oh, and then, of course, once they had their website,
mm-hmm.
it's been a favorite.
Yeah. I saw that the other day. I thought, Kate Clark, I'm like, I got to bring this up. You were saying?
You did. Oh, I was going to say, I've got another bit of news.
Sure.
The oldest person record has been broken again. Guinness Book of World Records. His name is John Tenniswood. He is 111-year-old man.
Okay. What's it got to do with me?
I don't know.
Where's he from?
Actually, I'm not sure now that you mention it.
Does he have a successful podcast like us?
No, I don't think he does.
Damn
right
he doesn't. What's he have in 111 years? What little words of wisdom or legacy is he going to leave behind?
Well, let's see.
He has three beautiful children and a wife like you.
Oh.
I'm sure. I know he doesn't.
Well, I was going to say, I'm not married to him for one. So that's.
I hope not.
Yeah, that would be a whole other thing. But nope. Yep, I am not married to him. I'm married to you, my one and only husband. But yeah, he just said it's pure luck why he's lived this long.
You know, I'll give him that because I thought he was going to try to say, oh, I exercise every day or this, because I hate them fucking people.
Is that right?
You have good genes and you're lucky.
That's a difference. Makes a difference.
You know, and again, maybe you didn't smoke. I get all that.
And working out makes a difference. It does.
Very little.
You know,
staying
you think so?
Active is just as important
there
as working out because working out can hurt you.
It can. It's true.
So
if you overdo
just
it.
Staying active,
yeah,
which means don't sit on the couch all day like me, 7 days a week. No, staying active doesn't mean you have to go to the gym. It means if you walk to the store and back, carry 5 pounds, you know, you're active. You're going to you're moving around.
You're not sedentary.
Right. You're not going from point A to point B in a car. And,
there you go.
You know, but you're not pushing the car and then fucking.
Well, you can. But it's an option. But yeah, the whole thing, it is true. You can overdo it when you work out.
Right.
But it's, of course, it's all about knowing how to do it.
Right.
But yeah, but he became the world's oldest man. His name is John Alfred Tenniswood. He's from England. He became the world's oldest man after the former world's oldest man, who was 114 years old, Juan Vicente Perez from Venezuela, died.
How did he die?
Let me see. Waiting for it to load. He died, let me see, it doesn't say how he died. I'm thinking for, probably got quite a bit of it. It's like, you're 114 years old.
Oh, because I want a story of like, if I was 114, you know how he died? He slipped on a banana peel, broke his neck. I want something stupid like that to where like, wow, that's how you went out after all the shit that you probably just almost got killed by. It's
still
that ridiculous one in a million shot.
Oh, man.
You know? And it happened to you.
Yeah, it's not saying... Yeah, it's not saying how he died.
Or, you know, they found him hanging in his closet by his curtain rod while he was masturbating.
There you go.
You know, to
yes.
an old Playboy. It couldn't have been like the new, you know, porn on a VHS even. Just it had to be like a magazine because
okay.
that's what he's used to.
And, I'm like, saying, and you just said new porn on the VHS. VHS?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Really?
But that's what I'm saying. And,
porn from 40 years ago is considered new porn.
I'm saying. That's my point.
Oh. That's what he looked like.
That's what
he
said.
He's a good looking guy.
There.
You think so?
That wasn't him at 114.
No, that definitely wasn't him at 114. He was a good looking guy.
Mm-hmm. So.
But yeah, I don't see anything about how he died. But now John Tinnisman is the world's oldest man.
Yeah, well, he has 3+ years to another. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to be here another 3 years to eke out.
There you go. That's what the world's oldest man before looked like when he died. Well, before he died. 114 years old. That's what he looked like.
And the cowboy hat.
Yeah, and the cowboy hat.
Yeah.
He looked happy.
I guess it's a look.
I suppose so. Man. But yeah, he was born in Liverpool. The new John Tinnisman was born in Liverpool on 26th of August, 1912. Yeah, the same year the Titanic sank. That's true. His exact age right now is he is 111 years old and 223 days. So he's coming up to 112 pretty quick.
But he has ever served in the war?
I would think so.
Yeah, but you don't know.
I don't know for sure.
I'm not busting your balls about it. But I'm saying, but can you imagine if this guy was like, I had tickets for the Titanic, my parents were going to bring me, and I didn't, like, I missed the cab to get there.
He would have, Titanic sank, it was the same year, but it sank a matter of months before he was born. Because he was born
on
August 22nd.
Okay, his mom was pregnant with him.
On the Titanic?
And the dad gave her the wrong information because the dad was taking the Gumad.
Oh, okay. Because
he wanted to fuck all night on the
Titanic. So his dad was a mafioso, is what you're saying.
I know.
It kind of sounds like that.
I'm saying he was a Rolling Stone, as the song goes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But he has a Gumad, which means he's part of the mafia.
No. It means, Gumad just means, like, you know, peace on the side or prostitute or whatever.
Well, I thought that was mafia.
No.
No?
Oh, it's mafia slang, but it doesn't mean, like, Bhutan, you know, just it's it could be said in any language is the same, you know?
All right.
So, but could you imagine that? Like, yeah, my mom told me he had tickets. He was going to take her. That was his big surprise for me for bearing his child and... Doctor said he thought it was a girl. He got angry and said, now I can't go. Come to find out when you were born, he wasn't there because he was dead. You're a boy. And boy, did I show him.
Oh,
and then, of course, then some other big tragedy comes, like the bombing of, like, the Blitzkrieg or whatever. And he fucking survives the bombing
of
London. And then he's, you know, dating some fucking lady in Hawaii, like, oh. From all this worst stuff, and he's a beautiful fucking Pearl Harbor, right? And he survives that, right?
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know what, I got some business to do. I gotta go to World Trade. And he goes to World Trade, signs the paperwork. I want to get there early. I'm on London time. I want to talk to my banker. Look, can you come in at 6 a.m? I don't like the traffic. I want to get in and get out. Sure thing, no problem. Goes up to the 90-whatever floor, 77th floor, signs a paper, hey, good seeing you. Let's go to breakfast. My treat. Let's stay in my office. I work too. You work too hard. Come with me, son. Come on. Takes the guy out, takes him to breakfast. Where's breakfast? Well, he gets him in the cab. He's like, my Jersey, where I'm staying. Of course, the banker's like, motherfucker, man. Now I gotta go to Jersey. I gotta get back to work. But you know, this guy's gonna give me shit.
Yeah.
I don't have breakfast with him at some fucking shitty hotel he's staying at. All right, just make the best of it. He's a good client, whatever. Of course, he's going to be pissed. He's through the tunnel, safely through the tunnel. Planes fucking come in. Right? Now this banker's like, I'm an asshole. See, but that made up for me. That banker, like, wow.
Wow.
All this shit I was saying, thank God for this guy. I begrudgingly went with. Like, the guy escapes death every time. And then the very last thing he dies from is, like, a bird shuts on his head. And it has, like, he's allergic to peanuts. And the bird just ate a peanut.
Oh, I see.
And
well,
the guy just
he
goes,
hasn't died. He's still alive.
Honey, I'm hopefully not writing his eulogy. But I'm saying, if he does have a peanut allergy.
Yeah. That's how it's going to be.
It would be ironic. It's not how it's going to be. I'm just saying it would be ironic that he, you know, avalanches, hurricanes.
He survived it all.
Oh, same Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah.
Everything. All of it. Every time he.
So he was here during Hurricane Sandy.
Well, he had paperwork to do another day.
So he was back. He was back for this.
A few days before.
Oh, okay. So he missed Hurricane Sandy.
You know? Said there was this hurricane cup, name was Sandy's. Oh, beloved Sandy, she broke my heart. I can't be anywhere near a Sandy. So he didn't go.
So bad.
Good thing for him. Right?
So bad.
So, again, there's always that whole, oof, wow, you're really almost, boy. Good thing.
But never. Luckiest man in the world.
Good thing you danced to your own song. You didn't say, no, I'll meet you at 9 and you come in at 10.
Yeah.
I'm on London time. Let's do 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
All right. Because the plane said a little bit after 9 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
In and out
by
6.
Yeah, like 9:15.
I'm back to Jersey, so he could get out. He took his little dick friend with him. Not dick friend, but.
Wait, who's a dick friend? Who's dick friend? Oh, he's a dick friend.
Smiling in his face, like, sure, let's go. And in his head, he's saying, ugh.
Oh, you see, Wes, I didn't think the banker was a dick friend. I thought the banker was basically he was a client of the banker. That doesn't sound
like
a dick
friend. Yeah, he was a client, but the banker being like,
that doesn't sound like a dick friend. You know what I mean? That sounds like a kind of a colleague on some level.
Mm-hmm. Well, the banker was being a dick.
Oh, okay, I get it. Being a dick because he didn't want to have to go all the way out to Jersey.
Well, and again, maybe the guy knew, look, if the guy's working too hard.
Yeah.
If I tell him we're going to Jersey, he's not going to want to come. It's bad enough he's not going to want to come if I tell him we're going to breakfast here.
Yeah.
Once I get him in the fucking cab, I tell the cab where we're going. Guy's not going to jump out of the fucking moving car. Oh. And he's not going to give me shit because I know his boss's phone number.
Oh,
you know, he knows
I'm
a wild card.
Yeah.
So
I'm
again.
Sure. Well, I would think for being 111 years old, he's probably not much of a wild card.
Being wild
and
being a wild card
are
two different things.
How so? Tell me.
Being wild is you get too drunk and you like dance on fucking, you think you're fucking, you know, at the pony bar where you bartenders dance on and stuff.
Yeah.
That's being wild, like, woohoo!
Okay.
We're in the city.
Well, that really, I wouldn't say that's wild per se. That sounds very Bridget Tuttle.
Nonetheless.
But that's also probably being, an NYC superiority complex.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Wild card.
Yeah.
Is the whole, wow, I better be nice to this person because as low profile as they seem to be.
Yeah.
Their son or their husband is probably some mover and fucking shaker.
Oh, maybe.
And one phone call to them saying that I displeased them.
Yeah.
I'm in deep shit. Not by this person, but because, you know, by proxy.
So you think that he's
my actions displeased this person.
So do you think that this 111-year-old man is going to have him killed by
his No, it's just this guy's boss would say, hey, you had everything go with your paper signing. I see all the papers were signed. Well, but yeah, he's working too hard. I tried taking about the breakfast, but he didn't want to go. So right there, he's in trouble. Who am I keeping it back? You want to take in a breakfast? You can't go to breakfast, the old man.
Oh.
God forbid.
Oh, man.
Right? He was going to pay. Not like, you know, you're a banker. How much money? Don't, yo, get the fuck out of here. Expense that shit.
This whole backstory. Like, it's funny.
He'd be waiting for this guy. I'll go. He's saying to himself. But he's smiling like,
Inside, he's angry.
Right.
He's not feeling it at all. But he's gonna plaster a smile on his face and pretend.
Right. He'd be the whole Miss America thing like, oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, keep looking at my tits. I have a PhD. No one cares, but
elbow over wrist rest.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I taped my tits. My nipples hurt, but yeah. Okay. Oh. Thank you, Mr. Trump.
Oh, God.
What?
Who had to check you out as you were getting changed. Mm-hmm. Of course. Creepy.
So, but moving forward.
Yes.
Then, you know, he says, unfortunately for him, though.
Yeah.
He's Jewish.
Oh, John Tinnisman is? Or this the banker
this
is?
No. Both of them. Because then the story goes, oh, you see, them Jews, they take care of each other. You got them out of there just in time before. No, it was a harmless, you know, you look like you're not sleeping. You're probably not eating. I know your boss. He's a stickler. You blame me for having a good breakfast.
Yeah, there you go. Just like that. You know, yeah. In that face.
And he knows that the boss is going to give him shit.
Oh,
and
man.
And he'll make the call like, hey, I took your boy out to breakfast. I hope you don't mind.
Huh.
What's the boss going to say? Hey, what the fuck you doing?
No.
No, he's going to be very professional.
Yeah. Because this is a client.
Big client.
Yeah.
Not any client.
A big one.
Not to be trifled with. So, from the UK, mind you. From where? Liverpool.
Yes, the
not just like fucking Liverpool. My God, woman.
Oh,
Liverpool. Yeah. And you better know this song.
Yeah, the song.
Town song of Liverpool.
Oh, there's a town song of Liverpool?
Yeah. The boss told this guy, hey, this motherfucker comes to sign them paperwork.
Yeah.
You start humming that song. Don't say it, because that'll look too, you know, made up, like, too staged.
To stay. Oh, okay.
He'll go, oh, what song is that? Oh, I was listening to a song. My family likes to listen to music this weekend, and it's just stuck in my head. Oh, what's up? Is that? Yeah. Oh, you know that song. Of course he knows that song. He's from Liverpool.
Okay.
Not a monster. Of course he knows Liverpool's song.
Let me see. Liverpool theme song. Let's see. Is there one?
Of course there has to be.
All right, I am
looking. At least for the soccer
team.
Well,
here's the Liverpool FC anthem. Yep.
There you go. See?
Right? Here it comes.
At some point.
All right.
Well, you couldn't hum that.
At least not yet.
Cheering.
No.
Close caption?
Yep, right there.
Okay. But I can't see it.
Right there. See?
The golden sky. Mm-hmm. See? Just hum it. And he's like, oh, is that the Liverpool, Manchester?
Oh, it's not Manchester. Liverpool and Manchester are very different.
I understand. You said Liverpool MC. Oh, FC.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never walk alone. Because there's a storm,
hold your head up high. Okay. Yeah, now it's easier to hear the tune. And don't be afraid of the dark. I feel like I've heard this before.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah. At the end of a storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of love.
我看不到的
Liverpool does have a theme song. How about that?
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
I don't know where you pulled that out of, but you did it.
Same place I pull everything out of.
It's true.
My mouth or my ass.
Yeah, you have a gift, baby. Well, all right.
What wanted to sing?
Yeah, there you go.
What's up, James?
Good to see you. Thanks for joining us, James. And good to see you again, too, and Lighten Laura. I guess you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, with that said, then as the car is driving out of the tunnel,
yeah,
the dark tunnel, Holland Tunnel.
Of course, yeah.
Holland Tunnel, yeah. Lincoln's up too far.
Oh, okay.
Taking the Holland Tunnel out, you know, it's dark. It's you know, like in The Sopranos, it's not totally dark, but
okay.
Sunlight. And
like in the intro.
Right.
And okay.
9/11, it was a beautiful day. I remember that. It was a gorgeous day.
Really?
Not a cloud in the fucking sky. Oh. It was a gorgeous day. Yeah. One of the nicest days of the year so far.
Wow.
And again,
not a cloud in the sky.
Not
until,
a cloud in the fucking sky.
Until.
And then, you know, they're driving out of the tunnel and the light, you know, sometimes it's just the light from being underground. The light comes in.
Yeah.
Through the windshield.
Okay.
And then, of course, then they're getting the radio back.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because
they
signal.
You lose the signal in the Holland Tunnel?
Back then, it was hit or miss.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Because I've never driven through the Holland Tunnel myself.
Yeah. So, it would hit or miss or it would get sketchy.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Sketchy.
Then they start hearing it, like, you know, we'll show you. And they look out, and sure as shit, they see smoke billowing out. And then that song starts playing.
Wow. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. No. Okay.
So, of course, the banker being the fucking piece of shit. I ain't fucking starving, man. Where are we going? Can you speed this thing up?
Oh.
Then the old guy says, well, you have nowhere to be now.
Oh, what? Because did he know?
No. Just he could see. Well, you ain't going nowhere now.
Oh, okay. Oh, because
it's
he works in the world.
Humor.
Yeah. There you go.
Or not humor, but lightning in the moment. We can't go back now.
And on that note.
Yeah.
All right. All thanks
right,
for joining us, everybody. We'll be back. What do you think? Tomorrow?
We get our taxes done. So maybe tomorrow or definitely Tuesday, right?
I feel like I have, do I have something on Tuesday? No, I don't think I do. I have something on Thursday. I'm working on Thursday after school. That's it.
So Monday or Tuesday, we'll be back.
All right. So we'll catch y'all then.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Have a good rest of your weekend, everybody.
Yes.